was kinda open, lost to see the sight. Rhythms of the tribe, but just passed out right. Night after night, day after day. Quest of all the rhythms of the native tongue play. Rhythm is the key as we open up the door. Things a beat boy has never seen before. Polyrhythmatic with a big fat boom.
Good morning, Columbus, Ohio. This is your branch president with my, hopefully, my last podcast while I'm working tour three. Yes, I'll be moving 8:30 to 5, effective tomorrow. So this is my farewell to tour three podcast. Hey, listen, to all my branch members on tour three, all I can really say is from the bottom of my heart, on behalf of the union, I apologize for leaving you with that group of stewards on tour three that every day I'm at work, they go out of their way to show they really don't care a damn about my members. Let me go into what I'm talking about, because this ain't a hate podcast. This is a wake up podcast. I've got a tour three steward, chief steward, no less, who every day gets an assignment from a lead clerk. I got a tour three steward who every day she's at work, knows the lead clerk runs that unit, but will not file an Article 5 grievance. If you work on tour three in a flat unit, everybody knows that the lead clerk, Mr. Napper, wonderful gentleman, runs that unit. Now, every once in a while, a supervisor shows up, but I'm saying as a chief steward, you should be compelled to file that grievance for your members. See, this is what we do for members, that let members understand that your dues money is doing something for you. Oh, but it gets better. I've got that same chief steward who has robots from, and when I say robots, I mean robot containerization systems, the RCSs, assigned to a flat unit, and everybody knows the robots are in TMS. I'm saying to you, I know she's been there forever, but please don't be confused if she's got an idea of what it is that she's doing. Because that's wrong to the members, and it's been wrong so long that most of them think it's right. I've got other stewards on tour three who ride back and forth past the 03 cut area every day and watch the supervisor and the 204B in that unit just work all day long. And I'm willing to bet you, because I really don't know, but I know the idiosyncrasies of the folks, that there are not grievances filed every day. Mail handlers are not getting paid every day for all that work that the management is doing over there. They're not. And I think that that's wrong that we allow that. Now, let me tell you something, and this is what I do. The other day, I took it upon myself to go work in the 03 cut. Yes, I'm a level 5 driver, but I went over there for a few hours to talk to the members and, again, to try to keep them motivated. And let me tell you something. When President Hodge is in that 03 cut working, you don't see the supervisor or the 204B working. Why is that? Because they understand, or they don't know I can't file grievances on them, but they think I can, and we don't have that. So all I'm saying to the stewards is step up. Step up. And again, it's not about you filing on members. It's about you filing on management. So a few things that I'd like to see happen on tour three that I'm sure is not going to happen. As stewards, as you ride by that 03 cut or out on that dock and you see these managers working, come on, how about we lead the fight on the 1.6 violation and start getting members money so members understand this is how it works. You report management for doing your job, and a mail handler is going to get compensated for it. Eventually, management will stop. So, again, this isn't a hate podcast. This is a real podcast. This is me talking to you from my soul right now, because I see this every day. And let me tell you something. I don't see anybody champion the cause. Excuse me. I don't see any stewards right now championing a cause that shows members this is what unions do. Instead, what I see is I see unions pacifying situations, not really addressing them. And let me tell you something. If the two or three stewards, and I'm pretty certain they're not, again, because they're not self-motivated, are filing grievances in large numbers based on the 1.6 violations. The 1.6 is no more than supervisors performing craft work. If stewards are filing grievances on a consistent basis, then listen to me. I apologize. But again, I know the folks that I'm talking about, and I'm willing to bet you that it's not happening. And if I can go in that area and stop management from working, then you can also. All you have to do is make yourself known, advise them that you're not going to tolerate that, and they will stop. So, again, two or three, you, as far as your union representation, that's pretty dismal. And I know my words are hard, but it don't have to be that way. If you had leadership, which definitely you don't, if you had leadership, then the leader could motivate the stewards to go ahead and address these, yes, just as I've done. And I want to draw a quick comparison, because under Ken Hodge's administration, my stewards would attack that so the members wouldn't have to. And I don't understand it, but I do get the fact that a lot of members don't want to file on management in fear of retaliation. And let me tell you something, that fear is real. But the stewards, those paid union employees, you shouldn't have that fear. And I was very critical to ensure that my stewards filed more grievances or initiated more grievances than the members did. As a branch president, I don't know, I think it's just a beautiful thing when members are working and the stewards just keep bringing you those resolve sheets. Hey, we want another 5 hours, another 8 hours, another 9 hour grievance for management working, and the employees had no idea it was even being fired. I'm sorry. And the employee had no idea a grievance was even filed. Now, all I'm saying is we got to step up. And you stewards at work, don't approach me about my podcast today unless you're ready for some real dialogue. Okay? Instead of approaching me, open those contracts up. Show the members what their union dollars will get for them. And that is some good representation. Now, let me tell you something. I would love to just come inside the union office and address the stewards directly, but your local president has made sure that won't happen. So, again, here we go, and I'm gonna save the local president probably for another day when I have a little more time to go in depth. But to the stewards in Columbus, Ohio, directly toward three stewards. Okay, let's wake up and let's be better representation. Let's give better representation for our members on tour three. Now, let me tell you right now, okay, just do your job. But you know what you're gonna do? You're going to come back and respond to me about what I didn't do. Well, I'll tell you this much, okay? If you've been on the staff, you know for a fact, under Ken Hodge, we attack that 1.6 aggressively every day. It doesn't matter what you come back, what kind of little clever retort you come back with. But what I'm saying to you is step up, do your job, and let there be a union presence in Columbus. That the members will know I've got a union that will fight for me. Right now, I'm sad to say, they don't feel that way. And I say that because I mean that. But it can change. All it takes is a motivated and a little more aggressive approach from your current union personnel. But I don't see that happening. So, listen, I'm going to tour two. I'm going to change the whole podcast time setting. And trust me, I will be in contact. So let's have a good day. I meant to wake some people up. Didn't mean to hurt anybody's feelings. So rather than get defensive, get proactive. Don't waste your time trying to convince me of anything. Spend more time convincing the members that good representation is in Columbus. It's available, and we're there to represent our members. Hey, let's have a good day. I'm on my way to work.